You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This week, Associate Housing Minister Tama Pōtaka spoke in an interview about the potential effect of changes to emergency housing on the rising number of homeless people in New Zealand. While he proudly announced that the government had met its target to reduce emergency housing numbers by 75%, he acknowledged that many have reported the effect of government policies on increased numbers of people rough sleeping. Especially in Auckland, observations and reports of homelessness have increased substantially, with community leaders and Auckland Council urging the government to deliver a more effective policy response to alleviating the issue. While Pōtaka was not willing to admit that government policies have been a main contributor to rising homelessness, there has been a clear public call out for meaningful change from the central government. This morning, I spoke with community leader on homelessness, in particular youth homelessness, Aaron Hendry, about his thoughts on the topic. How would you describe this government's approach to the issue of homelessness, particularly in comparison with previous governments?
Yeah, look, I think it's really important to acknowledge that homelessness has been a crisis in Aotearoa for a very long time. You know, we can trace the whakapapa of homelessness back to colonisation and the land loss that has happened. And there's been huge amounts of unaddressed homelessness for decades. One of the things we've seen though in this year, which is quite interesting and important to note, is that the government's policies very clearly have escalated that crisis. And so, from the frontline perspective, it does appear to be getting worse. And, those are, obviously, we've talked about the emergency housing policy. And, it's important to note that emergency housing, if you're going into emergency housing, you're already experiencing homelessness. But that policy has increased the risk of homelessness for people because, they will be experiencing homelessness, but now they'll be denied shelter. And so we have more people that are visibly sleeping rough on the streets. And that's hugely concerning. But there are other policies as well. The government's reforms around the welfare system, which has made the system more punitive and has put people at risk of kind of using their benefits and then not being able to access shelter or housing. The changes around kāinga ora, the reduction in public houses being built and the public housing, programs that have been stalled have been whare that, would have been available for people. And, the strengthening around evictions that, the mandate that the government's given, we personally, at Kickback have seen whānau who've been evicted onto the street and whose kids and children have experienced homelessness and slept rough as a result of those policies. So, look, there's a range of policies that the government has implemented that are escalating this crisis and, we believe are increasing the risk of homelessness for our whānau.
Pōtaka, he might not have been willing to acknowledge that the emergency housing or these other policies that you've mentioned did have an effect on rising homelessness, but he reckoned that this recent increase might be influenced by issues like mental health, addiction, and the cost of living. How do you think the government's policies surrounding these issues could or should take into consideration the correlation of these factors with homelessness and housing stress?
Yeah, look, there's a couple of things here, right? So, we have more people who are in really tight situations. There's growing inequality and poverty, and that increases mental health, addiction, all of those challenges. However, it is a myth and it's untrue to say that, someone being mentally unwell or having an addiction is the reason they're homeless. People experience homelessness because they don't have a home. That is very clear. And so we can't separate these things. There are people that have, mental health conditions who are struggling, who are experiencing poverty, who are also housed because they have access to housing and they have access to equitable housing. It is a distraction to try to blame the rising numbers of people on our streets because of all those factors. Yes, there is huge complexity for some people who are experiencing homelessness, but there are others who just genuinely cannot access housing. And that is, that is the starting point. Housing is a fundamental, basic human need. It is something we need as communities for our communities to thrive. And when our people do not have access to it, there's huge amounts of harm that occurs. And one of the questions Tama Pōtaka, the minister, was dodging there was, their policy around emergency accommodation, it may not have created homelessness, but it has put those whānau on the street. And so more of our whānau, and in our case, Kickback serves young people, tamariki, more young people have ended up sleeping rough as a result of that policy. And that increases all the factors that the minister has shared that he is concerned about.
What approach would you recommend to the government to alleviate or address their over-reliance on community organisations and services that provide band-aid relief for the homeless population, especially in Auckland?
Yeah, I think that's a real important point to recognise, is that services, NGOs, charities, like, cannot end homelessness. Homelessness is a product of colonisation and capitalism. It is a product of a system that is commodified housing. And led us to believe that housing is this product we can consume that can be used for the, you know, accumulation of wealth rather than a basic human need that our communities need to thrive. So we need to address that system. We need to ensure we have a housing system that recognizes the value of housing for the thriving of our communities, recognizing that housing is a basic human right and all of our people should be able to access it. And the government has a role in that, you know, both through regulation, you know, ensuring that renters have protections, that, you know, we can rent homes that are safe and stable and that whānau can actually put down roots in the community and grow. The government has a role in ensuring we have a real strong public housing program that is building homes and ensuring that our whānau can access them without barriers to access. And the government could very quickly commit to putting forward a strategy to, you know, urgently and critically address homelessness, and specifically youth homelessness. There's a lot of driving factors that we know increase homelessness, both, you know, positive policy levers as well as legislative, and the government could, you know, really act on those things with urgency. But in the immediate, the government could roll back some of the reforms. You know, they could roll back the reforms they've made in the social welfare system that are making the system more punitive and putting more people at risk. They could roll back their emergency housing policy today. They could ring, you know, the head of MSD and HUD and say, look, we're changing this. They could commit to putting the resources in to really support and care for people when they are experiencing homelessness and getting people off the streets this winter. So, look, it's not inevitable. Homelessness is not an accident. It's a political choice. And if there's any example of that, it is that, you know, since this government's come in and the decisions that they have made and the policies they've implemented, we have seen this escalating crisis, and that's directly tied, in our view, to the decisions they're making.
Do you think the government and Auckland Council's pursuit of housing and business intensification in Auckland Central does enough to take into account the needs and concerns of the homeless community?
I think there is a lot of work that needs to be done. We definitely need to have more housing intensifying in our, you know, local city centres, so people can live and work where they live. But there is not enough work being done on this issue. Homelessness is a crisis. We need to recognise that people's lives are at risk. People die when they experience homelessness at times. It is critical that we respond with the same level of urgency that people experiencing homelessness are feeling every single day. When we had COVID come here, you know, how many years ago, you know, the country saw the urgency and we acted, we responded as a nation to say we need to do this. But, you know, we have whānau that are on the streets in crisis suffering every single day, and we walk on by and we do not act. This is a crisis that as a country we need to be horrified about, and we need to be demanding action, and it affects all of us. You know, if we do not have security in our own housing, if we do not have the right to housing in this country, any one of us could experience homelessness. And, you know, that doesn't need to happen. We can change that.
Final question, just a bit of a general one. What do you think that the government should be doing in the long term to alleviate this issue in New Zealand?
Yeah, I mean, there's a few things we could do. One is we need some legal protections around our right to housing. And one place to start is the due to assist legislation. So that would be legislation that would mean that if you or I were experiencing homelessness or at risk of it, we could go to Work and Income. We could say, you know, we need support, and they would be legally obligated to help us to do everything they could do to prevent us from experiencing homelessness, and then support us into safe and stable housing. We need to fundamentally change the housing system in this country. You know, housing has been commodified, and, you know, right now the balance is in with landlords and those who are using housing to accumulate wealth at the expense of the rest of us. It's really important that we switch the frame in terms of the way we think about housing, and we start recognising that housing is a basic human need. For our communities to flourish, for our communities to thrive, we need to have the right to housing. Whānau need to be able to put down roots in our communities. We need to be able to be assured that our kids can grow up in warm, safe and stable homes. And it is up to the government to protect our human rights in that area, and the government is failing right now. Our government also needs to ensure that they are building a really strong public housing program that can ensure equitable access to housing for all people. It is not enough to say that this is just a poor problem and you know, flick a few dollars at it, and you know, even for the next government to come in and say, "Oh, we're going to bring back in emergency accommodation," like, that's great, but we really need to fundamentally address the system that is ensuring that homelessness persists in this country.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.